Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Here we have material which l'chayra meets the criteria of gedulei karka and tolosh. They should be able to be schach. V'afilo achi chazal said not to use it. Chavile kash. This is bundles of straw. V'chavile etzim. Bundles of branches, twigs. V'chavile zrodin. Zrodin is a type of, also a type of reeds, similar to branches. When they're soft and they're just fresh off the ground, animals eat them, they get dried out, and then they're used for firewood. So they're really dried out at this point, they're firewood. L'chor, it's gedulei karka. They're not mekabel tumah. All these things, l'chor, should be kosher. Afilo achi, the Mishnah says, ein misachichin bohen. By the way, chavila means a bundle. It doesn't mean two pieces together. How much is a bundle? A bundle over here is a large amount. Shulchan Aruch shteh 25. And they're tied together in order to carry them, sort of like a mat. Here's where the shayla of the mats come into place. Why there was a tumul l'chadchila when they came out the kindness mat, whether it was good, because it's a chavila. Again, the material kishal atzmeh is kosher. If you'd have two or three or four or five, it's fine. What's the problem? The problem is that with the bundle, a person's going to come home, comes out of the field, right? So he has his stuff lying around the field. It's good for firewood. He comes in, the Gemara's Lashon is Chavilas Kanim Al Kseifa, he comes in with a bundle on his shoulder. The Sukkah is Haloi, the rest of the year is an open space. Maybe you have walls, maybe it's something in your courtyard, and you come in from the field, Pashtid comes in, and he has a bundle of Kanim. It's, the animals are not eating anymore, it's starting to get dried out, it's not soft, it's not chewable for the goats. So he brings it in, he wants to dry it out to be able to use effectively his firewood. He puts it on top of this empty space, the sukkah. And 2 months later, after it's been dried out already in the summer, it's a good place for storage for firewood, by the way. He fills up the sukkah, and he fills up on top with the ones that have to be dried out. And he says, oh, now he has a sukkah with tzchach. It wasn't made l'shem tzel. It wasn't put there v'osiso. Chag sukkah is tasa l'cho. It wasn't put there l'shem sukkah. So that's why they passel not to use something that would ostensibly be put there l'tzarech acher. The kulon she'itiron k'sheirois. If you open up the string that turned them from pieces of branches which are kosher into a chavila, it's kosher. Now, there's a chiddush over here in this line. It's kosher. Now it's not chavilas anymore. But what happens if they were on top already as chavilois? You put on as chach. Chavilois, and Chazal said not to use them. Opening up them now is enough. Before we had a Mishnah, by Hidles, Agefen, Vechulei, that if they were on top, and now you want to turn it into an Asir, into Chagasukas Tasalucho, so you have to be Minane, you have to pick them up, and you have to lower them back down, but if they now was put on Fischach. Why over here is opening up the bundle enough? Teretz is only Xer de Rabbanon. But what happens, the Mishnah Berurah points out, in Simon Tafresh Chav Tes, Sivkot Mem Dalid, what happens, Taka? If it was put on, like the guy from the field, that the Gzeira is because of him, that put it on top of the Sukkah, there the halacha would be that he has to Taka pick it up, since it was put on Shaloi L'Shem Tzel, so it was possible, that's a Psalm in Atayra. Every Chavila Shalaitzim, we were Gozer because of him, but that guy himself is Taka Possel Daraisa, there you would have to be Menanea, and then lower it down, to kasha up the Ska. The kulon kshereis l'dfanois. Okay, this is pashut. The tfanois don't have the limitation of the schach. The sichuch, the chagasukas taslach, is only on the schach. So we spoke about that in Mishnah Aleph, is the etzim shem hasukah the schach. And then it's pashut that the tfanois don't have preconditions as to what they can be made out of. If you say that the walls are also part of the schach, so shteto achidish, that legabe the conditions of ospecho, garnkum, yikvecho, that there's no din tfanois. We might add a knetch, a detail. According to some Rishonim, it's not Pasha, it's Machloikis, the place can bring this inyan. This is the famous inyan where the walls also have limitation b'midim esuyemes. And that is, there might be, might be, because Talin Machloikis Rishonim, what's called that the schach rests on something that's mekabel tuma. It's called maimid. This is a famous, people like to talk about a chazanish sukkah, maimidim maimid. He holds that the different levels, pashtus, that's not ongenum by the poskim. The gzeru would be, if there is a gzeru,
that the schach has to rest at least the first level, the poles that you hold up. Nobody puts schach across the whole length and width of the thing. You have poles, or you have pieces of wood that are holding it up. If instead of pieces of wood you have poles, then you have a problem, because they're made out of metal, they're mekabel tumah. That which is maimid the schach could be midirabbanon, also have to be made out of something with the conditions of ba'asbucham and gankum yikvecho. So that would be a case where something which is not really part of the schach, you could really call it part of the walls, and it would still have that din. Maybe that's a shtigl merumas over here. We'll point out one place where this plays itself out. The bir halacha, in the din of maimid, even if you want to be machmir, because he is machmir, has a ganze shayla from a Ginas Vrodim, from other poiskim. What happens if the schach is resting directly on the walls of a house? You have a house, one of the Israeli apartments, where you could roll back the sunroof. People have a sunroom. They roll back the roof, and you put the schach down. What's the schach resting on? The schach is resting on, or it could rest, if you don't put the beams there, pieces of wood, it could rest directly on the walls of the sunroom. Now, it's mechuba lakarka. The walls are nailed into the ground. It's mechuba lakarka. There happens to be a whole shaila. It's not even so pashut. The walls of a building, are they karka? Are they metaltlan? Maybe they're not mechuba lakarka. Maybe they're what's called in the poiskim, tolush. It's a piece of material, v'lebesoiv chibroi. They're also very often the walls of a building are not made out of mechuba lekarka. Bricks lechera are, and they're not made out of gedulei karka. Bricks rather are, but many materials are not. Aluminum certainly isn't. So in that case, would that also passel up? Would that also be considered a maimid? That's a sub-discussion of the sinya. But maybe that's a little bit merumas over here, where the Mishnah speaks out that the walls not, but that which the schach is resting on, maybe midrabon, and also would be a problem. Efshar. Mishnah Vov, Misakichin b'nisorim. Here we have another interesting halacha. Nisorim is pieces of wood. It's not branches. It's pieces of wood, literally boards. A neser is a board. So, they're not mekabel tumah, it's just a board. But there's a makom to be choshish that if a person would put the top of his sukkah, it takes boards, they're not mechuba lekarka, they're not mekabel tumah, it just puts boards across, so it looks like a regular house. So there's a mokum to aser something because it looks like you're sitting mamish under a regular roof. So the pashas, the pashto reading in the Mishnah is, Reb Yehuda is not geyser, Reb Meir oyser. Oyser means lechem midrabbanon, they're not pasul, but it's a gzeir midrabbanon and Reb Meir pasuls. Lemaisa, the Gemara narrows down this machlokes. Let's read the hemshich of the Mishnah. Nosan oleo neser, Shurochav arbo tvachim. He puts on a board that's 4 tvachim wide. Kshero ubovad shalayishin oleo. So before we get into the problem of how could something be kosher but you can't sleep underneath it, which is a shalav doif and akuma, we'll explain that in a minute. That's very important. But in the sefer the Mishnah state that there's a shir of arbo tvachim. What's arbo tvachim? Is it an eser? Is it not an eser? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir? Is it also? Is it not also? So the Gemara explains, in actuality, everybody has kol atanoim maskimim, that is a gzeras neser. Gzeras tikra, it's called. It looks like it's a ceiling. The shaila is only, is how big? Arguably, you could call, if you put up little pieces of wood, if they're sort of flat, they could look like boards. So maybe every twig, maybe every branch. So what's the cutoff point? What's called a board? What's called a branch? What looks like a ceiling? And what looks like schach? So the Gemara breaks it down like this. Pochus mi gimel, tvachim wide. That look uliyama. Those are branches. From gimel to dalid is a machloikis. And dalid and up, kimavur in the sefer of the Mishnah, lukuli alma is problematic. What's the difference? What's the difference? What is the exact cost? What's the difference if it's 2.5, 3.5, or 4.5? What's the difference? So the Gemara explains that 4 lukuli alma, 4 is a sheer mokum rochuf. Dalid tvachim is a mokum. You have in Hilchus Mekoymos and being Magdir a Mokoym, the top of a Rishus Hayochid, let's say for instance. In Gidrei Mokoym, this is going to play itself out more in Behemshecha in Yonim and Sukkah, where Dal Tvachim is already a Mokoym Choshev. Less than Gimel is not a Mokoym at all, because you have two places that are completely open. We express this in Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis. It's what we call Lovud. Between Gimel and Dalet, it is a Mokum, but it's not a Mokum. There are several Machlaikasin across the length and the breadth of Erevin, where you have openings between 3 and 4, and they're quasi-openings. They're not fully open, but they're not Lovud. So what? What does that have to do with ceilings? So the Pasha says, the Shal is how much they were Geyser. The Gemara relates it to a Sheikh Choshev. You look at the Sefer Birchas Yaakov. Birchas Yaakov is a very choshev Sefer on the Sechah Sukkah. It's written by an Enel. It was written by an Enel Baruch Pei. It was a Kaddish, a Tzaddik, Yisrael. He lived in Meish Arm. I had this chus still to go visit him. It's like a Birchas Shmuel on the Sechah Sukkah. He mamish goes through the whole Masechta Ba'imi Ko'iyun, like the Yeshivish and Masechtas. And over there he has rayas from Gedolei Rishonim and Achronim that Chazal Taka is saying Alom Deshavod here. A board that covers over a mokoim, the Pshat says that board is not just a piece of wood. That board is covering on a place. That's exactly what we're trying to prevent. Schach, the definition of schach means that the top is open. There's sichuch there to protect, but it's not a mechitza in the proper sense of the word. There's no one covering. There's a bunch of pieces over there. And it's mesuchoch in a temporary way, but there's no ceiling there. Once you have a board, which is the breadth, which is the width of a mokum dalet, lekumli alma, that's called not a piece of wood, that's called already a mechitzas mokum, that's fossil. And that is exeris tikra. Between 3 and 4, there's a mokum lodun if that's a complete mokum. On the one hand, it's yotzimide lovud, it's not closed up, it's open space. So it's not just a branch. It is b'mokim, b'midim esuyamis, it is a mokim. On the other hand, it's not a complete mokim. So that's the chakir. It's a tifalam desh chakir. And that's the machlokes remain Rabbi Yehuda, mamash only between 3 and 4. They're arguing in this lamdas. How do you look at as the in-between, between 3 tvachim and 4 tvachim? Now let's go back to the Sefer. The Sefer says if the board is 4 tvachim, that means l'kuli alma des gzeres tikra. So you're not allowed to use that for schach. But shteto, that's no good. So what's going on over here? So this is what we have. This is called the famous halacha of Doifin Akuma. We're really going to discuss this extensively in Mishnah Yud, but this will be our hakdama. We're talking over here that the board, the neser, the gzeres tikra, is on the side of the sukkah. Now you have a board, let's say that's 5 tvachim wide. L'chayre, if we look at that board as being not kosher, at least midrabon v'schach. So now you have an opening between the schach and between that wall. You have an opening of 5 tvachim. The wall is not mechuber anymore to the schach. It's not the wall of the sukkah. So that's ois wall. Now, maybe you could lose one wall, but what happens if it's on 2 sides? So you're losing 2 walls. So then for sure you're not going to be kosher. Picture a sukkah. Then on the north and the south, the schach extends all the way to the walls. But on the east and the west, there's boards of 5 tvachim covering the end of the sukkah. What you're left with is, if you pass all that in the Rabban, al-Zgzeres Tikri, you're left with Schach not meeting the boards on 2 sides. You're only left with 2 walls of a sukkah. So the halacha is that you could look at Schach Posel as an extension of the wall. It's okum, it's twisted, because you have a wall goes from down to up, it's straight. All of a sudden, it's turning on a 90-degree angle. So you look at it as a bent wall, and the edge of the wall goes to the schach, so that's why there's no break between the schach and the wall. But if it's a wall, you can't sleep underneath it. You're not underneath the schach. So it's kosher. It doesn't pass the sukkah when it's on the side. You can't sleep underneath it. What happens, Taka, if you have a break of a neser, which is 5 in the middle? That will have to see the halachas of tziruv schach, and it's Hashem the Mishnah is towards the end of the parak.